The following podcast is a part of RadioMisfits.com.
This is a prequel to the crowdfunding solo cast of Misfits Making It. I recorded this episode when I had just wrapped crowdfunding. And as I mentioned many times in the solo cast, I was very tired. And I wanted to clarify some terms that I had talked about so that you're able to jump right into the conversation. Now, if you are familiar with crowdfunding, this might be a review or something like old hat to you. But if you're new to crowdfunding, I wanted to make sure that everything was very clear to you so that you can get as much from the solo cast as you can. All right. I mentioned in the beginning that I had done my video shoot before doing my crowdfunding campaign. I really meant to say film shoot. Yes, I had shot the film before I did crowdfunding. In that, I talk about how that for me became a positive. Also, another term to know is campaign video. What I mean by that is that when you go to the page for the crowdfunding, so each campaign has a page on the platform that you use. And on that page is a campaign video. It's like a main video. As soon as you go on, it's the thing that most people watch. It's the thing that people will see the most from your crowdfunding campaign. Is that video. They're going to want to see that. It's a huge part of that page, and it's the thing that plays automatically when they get there. So that's the most important piece of content you create for your campaign. And I ended up working with Marina Asiante and Daniel Castaneda from I Hear an Accent Productions on that. And I talk about that process as well. The term incentive is used. Now, what happens is when you are in a crowdfunding campaign, we call that, by the way, when people give money, we call that contributions. It's not technically a donation unless you're with some sort of like Fractured Atlas is a crowdfunding campaign platform that allows you to have 501c3 status through them if they're still doing that. And a lot of these things change. So you're going to have to like go look and see whenever you listen to this, go look and see what those platforms are doing at that time, because things change. So it's a contribution. So we call that on Seed and Spark, it's a contribution, because technically it's not a donation. Now, when they give a contribution, they can qualify for an incentive. And that's something you'll see it on Seed and Spark. It's on the right side of the page. And it says like, okay, you're giving at the $25 level. That means you get X. You're giving at the $50 level, that means you get Y. And I talk about how some of the $25 level and the $50 level, I created an incentive that was also a piece of content that I could put on social media to help spread the word. So the $25 level, I talk about how I had a Viking, you got a Viking name. $50 level, you got a Viking oracle reading. Then I had, et cetera, $100 level, 100 up, you got, it was the name and the credits. Then 200 up, you got X. So every level you offer different things. And those are called incentives. As I mentioned, also when you're creating your campaign, you're creating content. And I talk about how you want to do that before the campaign even starts. And content meaning the things you're going to post on social media. And those are things in order to help spread the word. And I talk about how you definitely want to be posting at least once a day and have that already before you even start the campaign. Now, crowdfunding platforms, there are a bunch. And basically, it's the place that they process all of the contributions and host a page for you for your specific project. These are Seed and Spark, Kickstarter, GoFundMe, Fractured Atlas, et cetera, et cetera. There are a lot of them. Go check out, go compare, go see what is, there's positives and negatives to all of them. I talk about Seed and Spark and my particular experience with them, but go check it out. Each of the platforms has a different deal that they do. I mean, these are businesses. They got to make money. So they figure out a way to help you get your project funded, but also help them keep their lights on. And I don't think there's any shame in that. You got to feel what is comfortable to you and what vibe works best for your project and your needs and your artistic sensibility. Also, I talked about a follow. Give my project a follow. I would ask people to give my project a follow. So on Seed and Spark, particularly, I don't know how it works for other platforms, but for Seed and Spark, they would say, if you get a certain amount of follows, you get X. They actually, it's like their own incentives. So they were like, if you get at least 250 follows, you get access to certain discounts and other things provided by our network of collaborators, et cetera. So I was pushing to get people to follow. That means they have, it's not about following an Instagram page. They have to go on Seed and Spark and press follow, and Seed and Spark makes them enter their email. Then they have to go confirm their email and then come back and then press follow again. So I talk about how that was an ordeal for me, but that is what I mean, is following the specific campaign page. That was a thing. 500 follows is the next level for them. And I think maybe 1,000. And then you get unlocked, you get like a lot of incentives, like free, like certain discount codes or free codes to get into film festivals, et cetera, et cetera. It took a lot for me to get 250, and I'd explain why, because of the glitches on Seed and Spark. I was tempted to try for 500, but I might have killed myself because Seed and Spark does not make it easy. And there you have it. I think that should clarify everything. Let me know if you have any questions, and good luck. All right, welcome to Misfits Making It. We're oddballs and we're doing cool stuff. I'm your host, Lauren LaJudice. So how's it going? What's up in your Misfit world? Well, you know, we're going to about to do a crowdfunding solo cast. So today I'm going to tell you about how I had a successful crowdfunding campaign. And I think it's important to share this information with other Misfits because, yeah, we like out the box stuff. And so in order to get our stuff made, often we're going to have to turn to crowdfunding. Many reasons for this, but, you know, we got to just make our own stuff because no one is going to make our little weird things for us. So, I would love to share what I learned again. Will just be one perspective on the thing, but I had a successful crowdfunding campaign and I'm happy to share this information with you. Now, a reminder to rate and review the podcast because social proof is super important for Misfits because Misfits trust other Misfits to know what's good. You can also sign up at laurenlogie.com or you could sponsor a podcast. We make it accessible for individuals or companies. And now we put this out about every other week. We would put it out more often if we had a sponsor. So just go to laurenlogie.com, click on listen and podcast and contact us there. All right. So let's get into crowdfunding. Let's talk about it. So man, I did crowdfunding maybe 10 years ago, and it was not done with the understanding that it would be difficult and you're going to have to literally ask everyone individually. I did it with someone too, who wasn't in terms of vibe. If we had to like, you know, measure her vibe, like, she wasn't the best creative partner, and she was my girlfriend at the time. We ended up breaking up shortly after. This thing kind of broke us up in the end. So it's hard. And I think you should understand that you're going to have to make this like kind of your job for the 30 days you're doing it. And even before the, I think it's like a 2 or 3 month commitment, if I would say. I think it's more like at least a 2.5 month commitment to make this one of your top priorities. During crowdfunding, it's your top priority. That's it. It's you have to understand that, that it's not going to just come. And we'll get more into a little bit of that about mindset and going into it, as we go through. So I shot a film in June, and I shot it first before doing crowdfunding because people were available and the shoot was pretty easy to do, because it was over 2 days we could do it. We had the location for free. It's my mom's house. She helped out with crafty, which made it inexpensive. And some people jumped in to just be able to like do this, make it happen. So that I knew I was able to like, all right, make the product. I knew I can make it. And I felt in my heart that I really wanted to make it first. So I knew what I had made and then I can sell it better. And that ended up being super true because I knew that the shoot went well. I knew that I had something that I could stand behind and tell everyone I knew and everyone who follows me, like, hey, this is something cool and you need to back it. So I recommend if you are able to do that, I know sometimes people have projects that are just so capital heavy in the shoot. And then, of course, you're going to have to do it. But what was useful in being able to do this and shooting it first is that not only the confidence, but also the proof, because we had clips and we had pictures of the whole thing. And we also had people to be able to say, like, this was a great and positive shoot. So you should support this. So, and that was a very genuine videos that people from our cast and crew made. So those were the advantages of that. And then, because like, if I'm so tired right now from all the crowdfunding, if I had to go like make a movie, I definitely would need a break first, which you can do, but no, you're going to be so tired. Don't try to, I would suggest maybe don't try to, do your video shoot right after. Like, I would maybe take a pause after, because after crowdfunding, there's a lot of things to figure out, which we will get to as well. So that's how I came to it, is I had experience in the past that wasn't great, and because I didn't accept that something was going to take a long time. And I came to it having done the film. And as I was producing this film, I had a conversation with someone named Maureen Asiante, and I went to her website, and I noticed she also offered, going back, I had an interview with Maureen, meaning I had talked to her about like crowdfunding, because she had crowdfunded before. So we had like an informational interview, and I was asking her about crowdfunding a bit and about production and stuff. And she had given me some resources. So I noticed that she had a service on her website that she works with people in crowdfunding. She helps people go through their crowdfunding process, helps them with their video, gets content schedule, etc. So I was like, okay. I think I can't do this alone. I think this is going to be a lot of work, and I want this to be successful, and I want to work with people who can lead me through this. And one of the things about making our own work here, as we know, it's pretty, can be pretty lonely. And so I asked Maureen if she would meet about that as well, if we could start talking about that. And she said yes. And that's when I started working with Maureen and Daniel Castaneda, who works with her, called I Hear an Accent Productions. And this was the best decision I made, like the best decision, because they made a campaign video. And honestly, Pumpkins, like, the campaign video is the thing most people are going to see. You're going to be putting out content constantly, which we will get to, but the campaign video is the main thing. And that is going to draw people in and get them excited about your film. So they put that together for me. They walk me through incentives, like recommendations for incentives. And I had to edit the thing a few times just because I felt like, it wasn't just getting things to be as fun and crisp and easy and clear as possible. Again, would not be possible if it was just me. I feel like if it was just me, I would have done what I had done in the first draft, because there was no one around to tell me, hey, that incentive isn't quite as enticing as it should be, or you should take out, I had too many levels. And they kind of coached me on how many levels to have and how to structure incentives, et cetera. So we started doing the video. Then we talked about types of content to have. So I was going to have everyone in my cast and crew make a video. I had to give them a bunch of questions, and I said, just make a selfie video and then send that to me, answering those 5 questions. And then I took those videos and like took each question and made it into a single video. Now that's like 5 pieces of content. Also, that video could be used. I made one video per cast and crew member where it says, hi, I'm so-and-so. This is what the movie was to me. And maybe they said something funny about it. So that was important, because later on down the line, when you're posting, you can collaborate with people. And then that helps get the word out sooner. So that was an easy way to get a lot of content because you're going to need to be posting every day. So before you even start the campaign, you need to make all the content. Because I implore you to make all the content before the campaign, because you do not have time at all to be making the daily posting content as you go through in the campaign. So I made about 30 videos before I even started. So I got a huge number of them from what I'm saying, this cast and crew video situation and chopping those up together. Then I had done just a few on the street videos. And that was another big chunk. Let me look at the feed real quick and just see. Then I had structured two incentives to be content. So that was the one exception. Those were things that I would, like, that is content I had to be making in the moment, but I had the template. So I had the template and all I had to do was like put people's pictures and then put on their Viking name, bam, 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 and was able to go through pretty quickly every day and then post those. I also put together some like BTS photos and I used an app to make a few videos that way. Super easy. And you should definitely post your incentives. What I was doing, I recommend posting, like, depending on what they are, but I would post, like, I had Viking name graphics for people and I would post like 15 Viking name graphics in one post because I didn't want to make like 15 posts. I know some people recommend doing that. I did not want to do that. I felt like it would really turn off my followers. I'd get annoyed too. And so that's how I did that. That was on Instagram. On Facebook, I feel like you can get away with posting a bunch of like individuals stuff. Yeah. Also helpful is it's because people make things visual and readable. I put like, you know, there's obviously your first post is going to be your campaign video. And then I had a visual, like what the stuff that was in the Seed and Spark campaign page. And I was able to put, you know, like the log line, this is what we're using the money for. The Seed and Spark has a really nice layout in terms of breaking down what the movie is, what the money is going to be used for, what the vibe is, all of that. And so I put that on like graphics and I made that like a five, you know, a carousel post. And that's really helpful because you make things very easy for people to grasp. And then I had a few videos where I was telling like my personal story behind the movie as well. And then the theme was Vikings. So I had a few like, what do you know about the Vikings posts? And then that got me to 30. I mean, it was easier to get to 30 than I thought, but not so easy to make all the videos. It took me a long time. I was also preparing to go to Edinburgh during this, and I'm not going to lie, I definitely had a panic attack about the amount of work that it was going to take to be able to pull it all off. It just takes time to edit. I hate it. I hate editing, but I had to do it because I had to get it ready. So the deal I had with Marine's company was they would take a small percent of the final campaign money, and you would just take your budget and then tax the fee on the top. And in exchange, they helped me with the campaign video and they helped me figure out what videos to make. But I made the videos. And then we made our Seed and Spark page together. So Seed and Spark. Okay. Let's talk about Seed and Spark. Seed and Spark doesn't take any of your money, which is amazing. They do take some money for the credit card transaction fees. So that is something to know. That's like a few $100. So we raised about 10,000. So it's like a few $100 off that. But still, You should definitely consider that in your budget. They don't tell you that though. I mean, maybe fine print. I didn't read it. What can I say? I was making a lot of videos. It was really intense time. So I would Seed and Spark. They don't take your money. Okay. Positive. Great. We love that. You make your page and you put your log line, the story, and they give you feedback. And that was so useful because compared to what I started with, what I ended with was so much better. And they detailed exactly what they wanted from me. And I felt like I was able to really elevate what I was trying to do. And they won't let you publish it unless you take their feedback. So you kind of got to do what they're going to say. But luckily, they know what they're talking about. So the other thing with FCEDA Spark, they are a 4-day work week program. So if you want to get your campaign started on like a Monday, I would not wait until Friday, like we did, to submit your page, because I submitted it. We're like going back and forth like crazy, doing final edits of everything. And then I submitted it and they were like, yeah, we'll get back to you by some point because we're a 4-day work week program. Now, which I should have considered more intensely, is that you can finish, at least as of right now, October 21st, 2024, you can finish your campaign page, like finish editing, have them approve it, and then you press the button when you want the campaign to officially start. So I should have maybe like gotten it done like even further like in advance than I did. So that is something, just get it done, get the campaign page approved. Like I would try to aim for like a week, if not a few days before. So if you're going to get it done a few days before, you want to submit it like a week and a half before that, because they're going to take a few days to get back to you with notes. And then you're going to take a few days to be able to take those notes. So just plan more ahead than maybe you think so for their approval. Now, we started the campaign and Seed and Spark, how'd they do? They were kind of intense. They, again, great, they don't take your money, but you damn do you pay for that in pain in the ass, James. Oh my God, their website was so glitchy with people following, because if you get a certain amount of follows, then you can get discounts. They offer certain levels of discounts and other special offers from their partners. And I quickly realized I think I could get to 250. So that took me asking like at least 300 people, if not 400 people, who would do it. Now, people would go and try and send me screenshots like, I'm getting an error message, I'm getting a glitch, I don't know what to do. So big bad on them. Second thing about them is that they also had some errors on people being able to give money. Some people asked me if they could just Venmo. They couldn't take it anymore. Then at the end, what happens? You end your campaign and you have the end of your campaign, and then they charge everyone because they, depending on the payment, each person's payment method and processor or whatever, that they will either take the whole amount at the time of purchase, at the time of donation, contribution, whatever you want to call it. At the time of contribution, they take only maybe a part of it. Some people, they take all of it. And then at the end, if they didn't take all of it, they're going to take everything because it's just a pledge at the time. It's not necessarily the contribution. You have to get to 80% of your target in order to get the money. That's their thing. So if you get 80% or over, you get the money from them. If you don't get 80%, then the project wasn't successful. All the money is refunded to people. So at the end, when they do the final chart, they're going to send you like, hey, some charges were declined. You have your list of declined charges. And then you go to people and you say, hey, your charges were declined. Can you maybe check on your end to see if the processor works or use another payment method? And a lot of people ask me to just to Venmo. They were like, can I just Venmo you? I can't right now. This is annoying. Or they've gone back and forth with Seed and Spark several times. All right. So I talked about the prep. One more thing I want to add about that is I want to encourage you to get a list of lists. So you know lots of people, classes you've taken, organizations you've been in, groups of friends, et cetera, et cetera. You want to like make a list of all the different lists you can tap into. As many lists of lists, think deep, think hard, everything you've ever been involved in, and you want to just make a list of lists so you have that ready, because once crowdfund goes on, it's like it just becomes such a whirlwind. So you launch it. The first 3 days, the first week is incredibly important. You really want to get to like at least over 50% as fast as possible. As fast as possible. First 3 days would be perfect. You want to get over 50%. I think that's the number. Because campaigns that get over that amount in the first 3 days, they tend to be successful. People want to support a moving train. They see that this thing, oh my God, it's done so well so quickly. I want to be a part of it. What happens a lot is people will start a campaign and they're not ready. They don't have their list of lists. They don't have all their content. They haven't set aside enough time in their life to be able to work on it. They launch it and the thing falls flat. And to recover from that is very difficult. Very, very difficult. And Seed and Spark does make that very clear. You need to make the first few days be like blockbuster. So you need to go to all those people who you know want to contribute. And you need to say, hey, the first 72 hours is so important. Can you please, if you're going to contribute, do it now. Now, you're going to need to reach out to everyone individually. And I mean everyone. And it's not to beg them for money. And this is one thing you need to do a mindset check on before you even start. You want to think about, like, why are you doing this? And what is your relationship to asking people to contribute? How does that feel to you? And try to do journaling, whatever. There's people out there who can help you with this. Figure out how to remove that block, because if you have it, you're going to fuck this up. Because you're not going to be able to receive. You're also not going to be able to ask. And asking is so important. And people will say, well, shouldn't they know I'm doing this thing? It's like, no, they shouldn't. They're busy. People, like, I heard a Buddhist teacher say this once. Like, the Buddha said, people don't mean it. They're busy. They've always been busy for all of times, even the oldie time times. They've always been busy. People are just focused on their own thing. How many times have you gotten an email from a friend with a campaign and you're like, yeah, I'll get that to that in a few days. I don't got time right now. Like, you just don't think it's important to you. You are living in a different time vortex than the person on a crowdfunding campaign. And now I have so much more empathy to friends on a crowdfunding campaign, is that they are in a rush because, again, the first few days is so important. So they need you to contribute right away. And you, as the person doing the crowdfunding, you need to have set aside the most amount of time that you're going to set aside for this the first 3 days, because you need to be in it. You need to be individually messaging all the people that you can. And you need to ask them. Now, you know, you can phrase it however you want, whoever you feel good. I think I phrased something like, hey, there's a project I did, personal in nature. Would love you to be a part of it. I evolved this as I went. I evolved the language around it, but I eventually landed on, I made a short film about a woman, an Italian American, a very tall Italian American. Okay. I made a short film. Okay. A very short film. I'm so tired from the crowdfunding campaign that I think I like blocked out of the text because I had typed it so many times and copy-pasted it so many times. Okay. I just made a short film about a tall Italian American who thinks she's a Viking, but she's really a sperm donor kid. We're doing crowdfunding to finish the film. We'd love for you to be a part of it, even if it's just to give a follow. Here's a link with more info. And often before this, I would put like a personal thing, like, hey, friend, like, haven't seen you. What's up? Like, asking questions about what they got going on. And I love touching base with people. I just don't ever make the time for it. So I found it's super enjoyable in a way, because I was like, one, being able to touch base with people who I love and just haven't had the time or made the time to be able to reach out to. And two, I knew I was selling something that was good because, again, I had made the film. So I knew the film was good. And three, it wasn't like I was like, hey, if it's a no pressure, like, this is the situation, this is what I'm trying to do. And, you know, in the first 48 hours, 72 hours, I changed it. Like, I was like, the first 48 hours are important. And then when 48 hours passed, I was like, the first 72 hours are important. And then that passed. I'm like, the first week is important, because they are all important. But again, people don't do it until you give them a deadline. So the first week, you're going to notice a huge, hopefully, if you do all the things, you're reaching out to every single person individually. And then you are going to then pass to the second and third weeks. And that things get slower. People think, oh, I got time. It's the second week. She's been doing this thing. I'll get to it. 30 days. The last week is then when you need to really, you're going to be tired and you need to like pull from behind and really focus. And at that point, I was just going down, like, just reaching out to random people and being like, hey, the person who liked my post maybe 6 months ago, here's this thing I'm working on. Do you want to be a part of it? And I really believe in it. And I think it's like a really fun thing to bring people together. So to me, I was just like sitting there reaching out to people, just like trying to get them on my team and on this project, which I think is really great. So it felt like I thought of it, I tried to go into it with an attitude of like, here's this fun party. Do you want to come? Now, you will be surprised about who gives and who doesn't. I was blown away by people's generosity and shocked by who didn't even reply to me. Because honestly, you could give a follow. Like if you give a follow, I was psyched because I knew that website gave you hell to even follow. So if you made the effort to do that, I was so excited. It didn't matter to me what people, I was so appreciative of all of it. And there are people that you're like, I thought we were close and you're not supporting this. Okay, fine. Now I highly recommend doing a gratitude practice every day. And like every time you get a donation, maybe saying something like, you know, some sort of gratitude mantra, et cetera, just to like keep in the spirit of gratitude and just like, I'm so grateful for all that I have coming. I'm so grateful for whatever it is that's happening. And I really try to do the work every day. I sat down every day and I would do a few things. I had like kind of like a routine and I realized this is a mistake that I made in the beginning. Is that like, I started to get a lot of donations and contributions, excuse me. And then I started to get behind on the incentives. And then I would spend like the first part of the day, just like asking, you know, catching up on the incentives, et cetera, et cetera. And that you have to like, let it go. If it gets behind, it gets behind. Do it at the end of the day when you're tired, because also you want to give people all, like if you send a message, I found if you send a message in the morning, then people were more likely to respond because they had like all day to do it rather than if you send it at night, they fall asleep, they wake up and then they totally forget about it. So you want to take care of the asks. That's the thing that moves the needle. That's the thing that will get your campaign to grow and get out there. So you want to take care of your asks in the morning. So go down your list as soon as you can in the day. Get to your list and ask people. Wherever you find these people that you're thinking of, wherever you normally communicate them, that's where you want to communicate them. And you want to go to their Instagram, their Facebook, whatever. Also, surprise here, Facebook, a lot of people are still on it. I know that like, we all are like Facebook, people use Facebook. I'm there with you. But I was told this before, and I still found that there are people on it and a lot of people who were happy to give. If someone knows you on Facebook or they've seen you, they're connected to you on Facebook, that means they've known you for a long time. That means they're invested in who you are and your career. And they're also, sometimes I found a correlation, sometimes not. Sometimes I found people were a little bit older on Facebook, a little more further along in life and able to help out more. So that was an interesting thing. So you want to get to your asks every day first. And then as an act of gratitude, I would go to anyone who gave within the, from when I ended up to where I was. And I was going to thank them individually. However I communicate with them, I would go through that method of communication and be like, thank you. I just saw your contribution. Thank you so much for being a part of this. And thank you for trusting me to make a project worthy of your generosity. And then I would make sure to update it. I had a spreadsheet, make sure to update the spreadsheet with their information. And you could just download this from Seed and Spark. So it wasn't like I was, individually cutting and pasting. I was downloading from Cena Spark and then getting the batch from that period and moving it over to my master sheet. And then on the master sheet, I had what incentives I needed to make for people. I noted that. And then I would make there, one of the big incentives was for $25 and up, you got your Viking name. People who gave 10, I was supposed to only do a social media shout out. And I just gave them a Viking name. I thought, you know, they're part of this. I just want to make them something that I think they would get a kick out of. So then I would post those and also post them to Instagram and Facebook, and then also share them to stories. You also wanted to make sure you're tagging everyone, collaborating on Instagram if you can, so that they can share it with their people. And that was helpful as well. If I had to give you an amount of time to work on this every day, I would say a minimum of 3 hours a day. The first few days and the last few days, I would say 6 to 8 hours a day to do this right, I felt. Maybe you have a different following and you could do it on less. Maybe. And that's great. I wish you well, but I did not have that. So one thing I didn't do, which I wondered if it would work, is that I wonder, like, so my Viking Oracle deck readings, I did these Oracle readings, and people really liked it. And it was for $50 and up. I had to do over 40, which, like, amazing for the campaign. I wonder if I could have went to the people who gave less money than $50 and say, this thing that everyone's kind of loving, hey, if you give X amount of money more, you can get that incentive. Maybe that could have been something. So if you find incentive is popping off, people are really into it, then you can maybe think about that. So that's something I would maybe try. A few notes about incentives. One is that nobody needs anything, so make it as easy as possible. Nothing in the mail, nothing like that. Something you can make that doubles as content, which we talked about. I found that people love the Oracle reading, so maybe something with fortune telling in some way, if it could be somehow related to the themes of your movie. Definitely keep it all theme related. You know, this is a comedy, so we wanted to do something funny with the incentives to kind of help support what we were doing with the film. And make sure to take care of yourself throughout the process. Try to get enough sleep. It's so hard. But try to get enough sleep, try to eat right, maybe play music. I did my first day. I messaged like everyone I went through my phone and just went through back from like, I did this in September to start, and I went in my phone, everyone I've texted since January, and reached out to them personally. And I did that while I was taking a bath. I did an Epsom salt bath and did it while there, because I was like, I'm just so nervous about this that I need to just calm my nervous system down. And I went in the bath and I was there and I did it. And that's where I did a lot of text from. So if you could find a way to like make it fun, make it so that like you're acknowledging how hard this is and doing something to defray that anxiety and intenseness, recommend that as well. Also, just don't be afraid to reach out to people. People get it. Like, crowdfunding now is done for everything. It's from healthcare to art projects. So don't be afraid to ask. Don't be afraid to individually reach out to people. You know, people understand, they get it. They want to be part of something. You're giving them something to be a part of, and that's really special. So believe in your project, believe what you're doing. Let me know if you have any questions. And yeah, I can't wait to see what you make with crowdfunding. Hell yeah, go get it. Well, there you have it. You can follow the podcast on my page at Lauren Logie. Updates and inside info on my email list, LaurenLogie.com. Thank you to Annie McCutcheon for editing, Edward Silla at Radio Misfits Podcast Network, and Maddie McLennan for making the podcast art. Thanks to our listeners for bringing us back for another season. We'll see you soon.
The proceeding was a presentation of the Radio Misfits Podcast Network. Find our other great shows on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and at RadioMisfits.com. Thank you.